This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
If you're a tennis fan, you'll love Betting Weekly Game Bet Match on the BetRivers Network. Whether you're a bettor or just love tennis, you'll enjoy the in-depth analysis each week of the tennis calendar. Subscribe to Game Bet Match today from your favorite podcast provider. It's the Mike Francesa Podcast on the BetRivers Network.
Hello again, everybody. After the Knicks' amazing come-from-behind win in game number two, this is the Mike Francesa Podcast on the BetRivers Network, brought to you, of course, by Casamigos Tequila. Casamigos Tequila is brought to you by those who drink it. A miracle, and there's no other word for it, comeback for the Knicks, who looked like they were going to be going to Philly 1-1 with a whole bunch of problems. Now, they're still going to Philly with their problems. But they're going there 2-up as they hold service the first two games off a miracle. They are down. First of all, they miss a free throw. So it's, instead of a 6, it's 5. Then Brunson, who can't make a basket, gets a shot that looks short from 3 that somehow climbs over the rim. I don't know how it did. And they score. On the inbounds pass, it was a bad inbounds pass, but Maxey got clobbered going to the floor. No call. All right, it happens sometimes. You can't, you know, you got to live through that. But he got clobbered. That should have been a foul. No foul call there. They put up a 3, Dante does. Hartenstein, who was the star of the game, gets another offensive rebound because Embiid cannot jump. He could score, but he couldn't jump. Didn't have a rebound, I don't think, in the entire – might have one in the second half. I don't think he had one, as a matter of fact. I'll have to look at the final stats to see if he even had one in the second – he had one rebound in the second half. He can't get off the floor. Hartenstein was, without question, the star of the game tonight and kicks it out, kicks it to OG. OG brilliantly kicks it to Dante, and Dante knocks it down. Then Maxey, who's probably furious that he didn't get called on a foul, rushes up and takes a bad shot going to the basket, gets it blocked by Hartenstein. So now they foul again, and then they screw up the last play of the game where the Knicks should have fouled. They didn't foul, and they didn't really get a good shot off. Embiid got a half-hearted 3 off, and the Knicks win. Hey, the Knicks stole this game, okay? Flat out stole it. This was 1-1 going back. It's a devastating blow for Philly. Now, they have an extra day before game 3. They have an extra day before game 4. That's going to help Embiid. But Embiid has got to be better in the fourth quarter of these games physically, or they're not going to win. The Knicks are going to outlast them. But this series is a long way from over. The Knicks have big problems. They do not have, now, Philly has 2 bona fide scorers. If Embiid's on the floor, he's scoring close to 30. Today he gets 34 in 39 minutes. Maxey is averaging 34 points a game, and he is killing them. He didn't score in the third quarter, and then he came back with a huge fourth quarter. Now, I'm sure in Philly they're going to be replaying that so-called steal where he got whacked to the floor, and that was a foul. I mean, I try to be objective here. That was a foul. It should have been called. But those things happen. You can't dwell on it. It happens. And the Knicks still had a knockdown of 3, and they did. They got the offensive rebound off the miss. Hartenstein kicked it to OG. OG kicked it to Dante, and Dante made the 3. So give them credit. They made 3s. Brunson making the first 3 will at least keep the heat off him. He would have been taking a lot of heat after this, you know, brilliant season he's had. Because, as I've mentioned time and time again, it's a whole different deal in the playoffs. And he can't score right now. They are killing him with bigger players. They are making sure he doesn't have any room to operate. He likes to be able to bump and bang people and then fall back. Doesn't work against much bigger players. They're playing him with Oubre, although they don't like to play Oubre a lot because he can't score. They're playing him with Batum. They're playing him with Harris and sometimes with Maxey, and he's having a nightmare. In two games, he can't put the ball in the ocean. He had 24 points tonight because he got to the foul line seven times. He can't make a three. He made one. And he's 8 for 29 tonight after taking 26 shots in game one and 29 shots tonight. Hart had an incredible first half, but he only scored one bucket in the second half. And the Knicks are not going to win a seven-game series making sure they go to Hart on the perimeter at go-to time. It's not going to work. I was surprised that when they had the possession, they didn't put Bogdanović in the game. I thought they would. They didn't. All right. So be it. Bottom line is they knocked down the threes, give Dante credit for knocking down the game winner, give Brunson credit for finally having one go in, okay, because he had killed them. And they got, listen, the ball bounced their way, but they got the win. But all they've done so far is hold serve. The key to the series now to me is Embiid going to get worse? Can he play better? Can he get more resiliency late in the game? Now, listen, the guy had 34 points tonight. He had 10 rebounds and 6 assists. It's not a bad line, but he had one rebound. No, he had no rebounds in the second half. That's what I thought. He had 10 for the first half, none for the second half. He's out there the second half, doesn't have a rebound. Hartenstein rebounded over him every single time. He can't get off the floor in the second half, and he can't run the floor. He can score because he's got a good perimeter game. Now, he wasn't great on the foul line tonight. He was 8 of 12, but he can hurt you in a variety of ways. Now, he took 29 shots tonight, made 12. Brunson took 29 shots tonight, took 8, made 8. I told you before the series, look at the volume it's going to take those two to score. The volume is killing Brunson. And right now, you can't count on him to carry this team the way he's carried it all year. Now you're going to Philly where their role players are going to play better. They're going to get more off the bench. They're going to get more scoring from other people. The threes that they take with secondary players are going to go down. They didn't go down on the road. They're going to go down at home. I'll be surprised if Embiid is healthy, or at least as healthy as he's been. I'd like to see him be as healthy as he was in game one. He was healthier than he was in game two. In game two, in the fourth quarter, he was really laboring. He played the game. He scored some points, but he was laboring. They need him to be more comfortable on the floor. I would be surprised if Philly doesn't win the two games. And they're going to be really angry because they're going to feel they got screwed here. But, listen, they messed it up. They didn't make the free throw they could have made. They also had a shot with 13 seconds down one, and they had a shot to tie in the last 6 seconds. They didn't make either of those shots. The Knicks made 2 threes. They got a little break on the steal. All right, it happens. You know, it happens. So the Knicks go down there 2-0, which gives them a real cushion to go down there and start to find a way to find themselves. But listen, they have got to get Brunson back to being some form of Brunson. Because right now, they don't have a legitimate one scorer or a legitimate two scorer. And it is despite the fact they are winning so many hustle plays. I mean, you can run them down. Hartenstein's hustle plays, Robinson's hustle plays, McBride's hustle plays, Hart's hustle plays. They are winning these hustle plays time after time after time. They got big three, you know, big shots in game one from the bench. They got big shots in the fourth quarter from McBride and from those two big dagger threes that first gave them their first cushion with Bogdanović making those 2 threes. Robinson only played 17 minutes tonight. This was Hartenstein's game. He was the unsung hero tonight. 30 minutes, 14 points, 8 rebounds, 4 assists, 3 blocks, some great defense, some clutch plays, made baskets, went 7 of 8 from the floor, made huge shots in the second half. Really an incredible performance from Hartenstein. Really just really a tremendous performance. He did a great job. Really, just a terrific job tonight. And without him tonight, they don't win. Now, this is one that they'll be celebrating, you know, into the evening. They'll be jumping up and down. They'll be talking about the Knicks' great playoff comeback and just a team of destiny. This is not a team of destiny the way it's playing right now, folks. You're not going to win a 7-game series if you don't have a primary scorer. And right now, they don't have one they can count on. Their number one isn't playing like a number one. And in the playoffs, as I've told you a million times, your 1 and 2 have to be beyond reproach. And then you need other guys to fill in. Right now, they don't have a 2. One game it's this guy, one time it's this guy, one time it's that guy. Look how many guys contributed in the fourth quarter. McBride did. Dante did. Hartenstein did. Bogdanovich did. They didn't get it. It wasn't where Brunson was coming down play after play after play and scoring and keeping them in the game. It wasn't happening. Knicks got 24 from Brunson, 21 from Hart, 19 from Dante, 14 from Hartenstein, 10 from Anobi. They got double digits from each guy. They got 16 off the bench. Sixers got 69 points from 2 players. Now, they need a third guy to give them some scoring. In the play-in game, it was Batum. You thought maybe after the first half it would be Harris. He didn't score in the second half. Lowry played the kind of thorn in your side game he always plays, but he didn't score. Oubre's offense stinks. He plays good defense on Brunson. But you don't want to load him up and play him 35-plus minutes because he doesn't score. And they need scoring too, but they have 2 guys they can count on. Right now the Knicks don't have any they can count on. And they have to find a way to free Brunson. If they don't, they are in danger of losing this series unless Embiid doesn't make the call. That changes everything. If Embiid's gone, the series is over. Maxey's going to score. He's going to score. He's going to make some reckless plays. He's going to be out of control sometimes. You know, his 4 turnovers, if you go back and illustrate them, they were killers. He made he had a time to come up the court one time when they took the lead and he dribbled the ball off his foot out of bounds because he was in such a hurry. He could have been more under control when he took the pass after the Brunson 3. He did get hit, there's no question, but he's got to be more under control there. He's still young. He's still learning those things, but he's an electric scorer. He has great range, and he is one of the great driving guards in the league. Knicks got a little edge on the foul line tonight, not as big as you thought. Neither team killed it from 3, 36% and 13 from Philly. For Philly, 11 and 33 for the Knicks. Neither team shot it well. Knicks didn't beat them up on the boards tonight. They did have 2 more offensive rebounds than the Sixers, but the Sixers can live with that. Turnovers wasn't a factor. Fast break points really weren't a factor. This was a game that went back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Knicks took the lead not until, they got off to a bad start. They took the lead 68-67 or 69-68 for the first time. It looked like they were going to comfortably win it. Then they gave it up on an 18-6 run by the Sixers. And that long 3 from Maxey put him up 4. and you thought the Knicks are dead, and then they come back with the miracle plays and the turnovers and everything else and the misses, and they wind up with a 104-101 win. Right now, if the Knicks had lost that game tonight, people would have been burying them going to Philly because of the problems they're having right now and the things that have to be corrected. In a seven-game series, that's very competitive. And if Embiid is on the floor in this series, this is an incredibly, incredibly competitive series. Not a lot to choose between these two teams. And they're going to play these kind of games every night. I expect the same kind of games in Philly. I don't expect Philly to blow them out. I mean, they might beat them comfortably in Game 3, but most of these games are going to be close. But if it was 1-1, people would be saying, oh, the Knicks are in dire straits. It's not. It's 2-0. But remember, you haven't given up any edge in the playoffs until you lose a home game. And Philly hasn't done that. And those games are going to be tough for the Knicks to win unless things change radically. And they have got to spend time finding a way to get Brunson free for shots. He needs a little help to get open shots right now. They are going to have to come up with a way to do that. Plus, there's no one person. Okay. He likes McBride. He trusts McBride. But he went back to Dante, and Dante made the winning shot. And Dante tonight, listen, Dante is fearless, and he'll never not take the shot. He has great confidence in his ability to make shots. That's what I always loved about him. He might not always make them, but he has great ability. And he went out there tonight and in just 10 shots scored 19 points. He made four threes. He made his free throws. And he made the three that won it. But if you are going to go on the road and have your quote-unquote all-NBA player go 8 for 29 and 30% every game, it is going to be very hard to win. Either one of these games, this game should have been Phillies. Game one could have been Phillies. Knicks haven't shown any dominance here, and they have things they have to correct. They've won the 50-50 balls. They've won the effort plays. It was Robinson in game one. It was Hartenstein tonight making the big plays, making the effort plays. Hart with a brilliant first half. Quiet second half, brilliant first half. And again, McBride with some big plays. Bogdanovich with two big threes. Getting it from a bunch of different people. And the Knicks have guys who are gym rats. You know, they want to play. They want to fight. They want to go after every loose ball. They want to hustle. They want to earn their minutes. And they earn their minutes with effort. And I'm sure right now Brunson's extremely, extremely frustrated. But the fact that they stole this game tonight takes a lot of pressure off him. And a lot of pressure off Tibbs, a lot of pressure off this team. I'm telling you, if they had lost this game, you would have been hearing, oh, woe is me, for the next couple of days. Oh, look at this. We can't do this. We can't do that. We can't score. We can't do this. How are we going to win a game? And you know, now there's a different feeling because they had the ball bounce the right way, and they made plays. They didn't give up. They fought. And they found a way to come from behind and steal a game that looked lost. And when you do that in the playoffs, you really give your opponent something they have to recover from. Philly is probably really angry right now. I'm sure they feel they got screwed, but they had no composure down the stretch of that game. Their composure has to be questioned. Plus, Embiid is basically playing on one leg. And I don't know if that gets better. Now, maybe the extra day helps. Maybe if they, now this is how I would think it. If I can get the extra day and I can get a laugher in game three where he doesn't have to play that many minutes, I can sit him a lot of the fourth quarter or the third, half of the third and all the fourth quarter because we're romping in game three, then it's a long way to Sunday. I got the extra day. He didn't push it that hard in game three. Then I think pretty good about game four. I got to try and get him through this series somehow. I actually thought at the time they were going to have to take him off the floor in the fourth quarter because he couldn't move. I mean, guards were going over him for rebounds. Yeah, he blocked the shot, but he blocked the shot because Oubre got it first. He can't move. He can shoot the ball. He can give you a head fake. He can shoot the ball and see if it goes in and, you know, get to the foul line a little bit. But he's not going to the basket. He's 7'2". He's not playing like a big man. He's playing on a perimeter. He's hurting. And that's the two biggest factors in this series right now is the fact that, one, Embiid, you don't know if he can finish this series with any quality. And two, Philly has completely shut down Brunson. And the Knicks need to know, especially on the road, that they have a go-to guy. And right now, in game one and two, they haven't had it. And it's hard to win these games when you don't. Often you're looking to locate that third guy. You know, you got that guy who gets you 28 or 30, and you got that guy who gives you 20, and you're saying, where's my third guy? And those guys, 3 through 7, show up at home, but they don't show up on the road. Would I be surprised if this series, if Embiid can play, I would think this series would come back 2-2. If he's not capable of being better than he was in the fourth quarter tonight, the Knicks can steal one down there. But you know what? Now as you get ready for game three, and you got a lot to worry about this week because you got to worry about your football team, whichever one it is, and you got to worry about the hockey teams, and you got all this going on, and you know you always got to throw in a little baseball, and then you got the Knicks. And, hey, you can say, hey, the worst that happens is I come home 2-2 and, you know, it's the best of three and I got two of them in the garden. That's true. That's true. But you'd sure like to get one in Philly and make this a whole lot easier. And the fact that you're not going down there 1-1 with a whole headache worth of problems makes it a lot nicer for the next couple of days. Because I'm telling you, this city would have been woe is me if it was 1-1 the way things are going for Brunson. And Dante, if he's going to give you 19 points on 10 shots, that's doing his job. And make a big shot, as he did. He took the first one. It didn't go in. He had no issue taking the second one. That's what I've always loved about him, is he's fearless. He might not be the best shooter, but he can make a shot. And he isn't afraid of taking a big shot. A lot of guys are. A lot of guys don't want it. He has no issue with that. Enjoy your evening.
Thanks for listening to the Mike Francesa podcast on the BetRivers Network.